think we have Hazrat Mufti Abdul Qadir Sahib on the line. Isab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. A good question from the listeners, Mufti Sahib. What is the secret in a good marriage? Mufti Sahib, with years of experience and advice to the Ummah, in your personal opinion and humble opinion, Mufti Sahib, what's the best advice we can give to the youth today?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem and apa. And jazakallahu khayran to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, we'll respond to the question just now. A few items of importance. Regarding the tafsir we did today, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, I inform you that time, look at the generosity, magnanimity of the Ansar, the people of Medina Munawwara. Inshallah, Monday when we discuss the tafsir, tomorrow we don't have a program in the morning, it's in the afternoon, between 2 and 4 o'clock with Afiz Wadi and myself, inshallah. So on Monday, we will discuss the Muhajirin, the migrants from Makkah, the Ansar of Medina Munawwara. These verses were revealed, which we did today, right? And that is chapter 59, verses 6 and 7. Look at the magnanimity, generosity of the Ansar. They said, Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all this wealth that we have received from the Jutlas, the Banu Nazir, we the Ansar, we don't want anything. Give everything to our brothers, the Muhajireen, the migrants. The annals of history have not seen such brotherhood, remember that, and such unity. So that is the lesson we must learn. In Urdu, we have a wonderful saying, Jiska zarf bara ho, Allah inko bara bana deta hai. Keep a magnanimous heart, forgive people, overlook them, and inshallah, in that way there we will find Allah Ta'ala will bring unity, Allah will elevate our rank and status. It does not mean we compromise on Islam. It does not mean that we overlook people's, you understand, transgression, aggression against Islam. But for our own self, maybe we think we are losing, but in the long term we are winning. That's the lesson we should be learning from the Ansar and the Muhajirin. Day in Marisburg today, Saturday, tomorrow, mashallah, our Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahimahullah, Senior Khalifa of Hazrat Ji, Hazrat Muhammad Siullah Khan Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, his son Bhaijan is there by Hafiz Qasim Parak and them, so they have program. Tomorrow is the opening day of the masjid there officially, Masjid Abrar, if I remember correctly. So mashallah, you brothers there in the Midlands and that, if you get chance, go there today, tomorrow. And if you don't get opportunity to go there, then in the northern north coast, you know, in Impangani, senior ulama, our honorable ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib and them will be there in the Impangani area, the masjid or wherever. So from then, it's from Asr today till Isha, inshaAllah al-Aziz. The G20, the heavyweights are not coming. America is not coming, Trump the Harami, and no representative. We say good riddance to you. We don't want pedophiles and rapists and terrorists here. Israel not coming, go to hell. You better don't come. You understand? You're a virus and you're a cancer, also Harami. So we don't want your president, we don't want your prime minister, war criminal. Russia, China not coming. Putin, Xi Jinping not coming, they will send their representatives and so forth and so on. They treat South Africa like a lightweight, you know how it is. So anyway, Argentina and Mexico also not coming, we say go fly a kite. You must remember that, we don't worry about them. And thereafter, remember the major roads will be closing. I just told Junaid Mota, he loves going to China Mall and this mall and all that in the weekend. So those of you who are here in the Gauteng region and you want to go to Sandton and all that, so all the major highways leading to Sandton are closed this morning between 9 and 1. So just reroute your trip and reschedule it and so forth and so on. Then you spoke about nikah, Mawlana, I'll come to that. So many people, mashallah, are getting married today, tonight, tomorrow. The lesson I want to teach you is this. Now you, the men, when you meet the groom, you, the ladies, mothers, sisters, you meet the bride. So learn this word. Say, Barakallahu lak, wa barakallahu alayk, wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood. In the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, they used to tell them, Bil Baneen, Allah must bless you with sons. Islam rejected that. Allah says for the bride and the groom and the newly wedded couple, Barakallahu lak wa barakallahu alayk. Allah give you barakah, blessing from all sides and all directions. Wa jama'a baynakuma fil khair. And may Allah keep you forever together, you see, in goodness, in khair, fi dunya and in akhirah. For you ulama and students, write it down, you should understand it. In the year after in Jannah, we get Hur-e-Eid, the beautiful damsels of Jannah. And with our wife or wives here on this earth, we have Hur-e-Tin, you see that? So the Hur, the beautiful women there, so forth, and their forefather came from, say, Nabi Adam alayhi salam. That's our spiritual father, and that is the reality of life. Now we come to the question Muhammad Salim posed. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Muhammad Salim Kareem, you perform many, much more nikahs than myself, you see. So half the time we don't even go, you must remember, because of all the un-Islamic activities and unsavory happenings there. So I'll just give you two answers. Both were given by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu wardah, the linguist par excellence. He, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was asked, Madan nikahu ya Amir al-Mu'mineen? What is a nikah, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, a marriage ceremony? So every phrase he mentioned, he ended it with a ra, with a re. He said, Junaid Mota, sururu shaharin, 1 month's happiness. Husband tries his best to keep his wife happy. Wife keeps the husband happy, and so forth and so on. Waluzumu maharin, and you have to pay the marital gift. No pay, no play. You see that? Sururu shaharin, waluzumu maharin, waghumumu daharin. And now the wife falls sick, then she's pregnant, then the children come. Now all the responsibilities come. So marriage is a partnership, duk and suk, sarra and darra, prosperity and adversity. So all this worry. Today, now, you're still a bachelor, but this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow evening, you married, you're a husband, after 1 year, you're a father. So all those gham and worries and sorries and anxiety will come to you also. Sururu shaharin, waluzumu maharin, then waghumumu daharin, wakusuru zaharin, and then the person waqover even. What is waqover even? It is proper maiman. You see that now they married, now slowly, slowly they going to ruku. Junaid Mota, you walking straight, one wife. They take second wife, they go into ruku. You see, bowing down. They take third wife, they go into sajda. And they take four wives, assalam. Khalas, the whole life is gone, finish and clear. So that is what happens. You see all these motas, you see. They can't look after, they can't do justice. Sururu shaharin, waluzumu maharin, waghumumu daharin, wakusuru zaharin. And the last one, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu warda, Fatih Khaybar. What a genius he was. When Abdurrahman bin Muljim stabbed him, assassinated him, his last words he uttered there in Iraq were, Fustu wa Rabbil Kaaba. The blood is oozing and gushing out. Ya Allah, I take qasam on you. You are the Rabb, the possessor, owner of the Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. I am successful. That is how he meets Almighty Allah. Prepare, O Muslim, wa nuzulu qabrin, the day we will go into the grave, people will then place us there. That is the definition of nikah. Life is short, it's just a sojourn. Maulana, you asked that what is the real secret, you see, to get married and a successful marriage and so forth. You performed the nikah, so what you say? Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqati. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. The Imam, the Mawlana, the Qari Sahib, Mufti Sahib, Hafiz Sahib performs the nikah, the Sheikh, the presiding officer. So before the actual ceremony, he reads and recites certain verses from the Quran. The common factor there is taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. So we go to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and you ulama, you say you can't find it, go and see Allama Kastalani's work and you will find it there, the saying of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu an al-mawahibul ladunniya. So that's the book and the author is Allama Kastalani rahimahullah. What is taqwa? Oh, Sayyidina Ali, oh, Amirul Mu'mineen, radiyallahu anhu wardah. So see the definition he made, all the phrases end with alam. Awl khawfu min al jaleel. We must have that khawf, that fear, embedded, entrenched in the inner recesses of our heart. Me and you and majority of us, we are sanctimonious. We have a double identity. In front of people, we play buzruk like a pious person. And when we alone and in privacy, then we become bushkruk. You see that? Now the chat lines will be open, the movies will be open, the porn will be open, the marriages will get destroyed. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. The love for Allah must enter the inner recesses of our heart. The respect for Allah at all times, all places. That will make us stay away from vices and sins. Allah is our mun'im haqiqi. He gave us all our bounties, favors that are ever recurring, showering. Should we not show our loyalty to our beloved Allah, to Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Chapter 9, verse 62. Wallahu wa rasuluhu ahakku an yurduhu in kanu mu'mineen. That the true Muslim, his aim in life is to please Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, to please Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if people get displeased, he's not bothered about that. So that is condition number one. That the love and the fear for Almighty Allah. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel. وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ. And to practice on the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah Mubarakah, the Wahyain, both are Wahy, Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Yesterday with Brother Ahmad Abdi, he takes me so many places, first time in my life I see it. So we went to Masjidul Ummah, there in Robertsham. So I told them during the lecture, when I visited, you know, Australia, my brother Mahmood Surti was taking us around. So Twiggy, they call him, you know. So that I taught these children and his nephews, nieces, when they were all very young and that in Newcastle. So he said, no, you come Australia, we give you holiday. I said, very good. So I went with my wife. So they took me around, they see the Turkish masjid, they see the Arab masjid, they see the Pakistani masjid, they see the Afghan. So I asked them, where is the masjid of the Ummah? You see that? So that is Al-Amalu Bit-Tanzeel. Many a time we take our own customs and our own traditions and we make that part and parcel of Islam and it's got nothing to do with Islam. You see that? Our Indian tradition from Palanpur, Saharanpur, Chakmalpur, Mirzapur and Dabelpur and Kolvatpur. What all that got to do with Islam? Absolutely nothing. Is your Gam mentality, is your village mentality, is your Apra mentality. So understand this here, Deen is Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. Not what our own tradition and customs come and then they encroach upon the Sharia. They got nothing to do with deen. Al-khawfu min al-jaleel, wal-amalu bit-tanzeel, wal-qanatu bil-qaleel. And be content, oh sister. Oh daughter, you're getting married. When we used to get married 40, 50 years ago, then our fathers, our mothers, our dada, dadi, nana, nani, grandparents used to tell the daughter, Betty, we got you married, we will miss you, but make sure your janaza also comes up from that house. Today, every second, third marriage is talaq. And the parents also got no sense in most cases. And the father-in-law, mother-in-law also got no sense in most cases. Petty, petty issues and you'll break the home. You mustn't take any nonsense from your mother-in-law, father-in-law. Your brains are where? Upstairs or downstairs? You must remember that. And majority of the time it has to do with wealth. Sayyidina Ali is saying, وَالْقَنَاءَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ. Be content with what you have. Allah juxtaposes and draws a comparison. Surah 100, first 5 verses, the loyalty of the khuyul, of the horses, just now you did in the tafsir, min khaylin wala rikabin, that there was no cavalry and no camelry. So remember, the horses were not used and no the camels were used. So the horses are so loyal to their owner and manager and benefactor. But Allah juxtaposes, draws a comparison of me and you. Chapter 100, Surah Al-Adiyat, verses 6, 7 and 8. إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لِرَبِّهِ لَكَنُودٌ. بے شک یہ انسان اپنے رب کے بہت بہت ہی ناشکر ہے. وَإِنْ very ungrateful to Allah. وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And the best testimony. The more wealth Allah gave, the more brazen we became. We're walking around with bodyguards. I can buy off the police. I can buy off the politician. I can buy off the Maulana sahab. I can buy off the Mufti sahab. That is what it does so many times. I don't say all, but many times. What is the cause and the reason for this ingratitude, unthankfulness? وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. And this human being is intensely in love with his wealth. See the Trump, the Harami, multi-millionaire, 5 times, 6 times, he went bankrupt. But you think he's satisfied? I will fix you up, BBC, $5 billion, you see. That is human nature. It's innate, inborn in human being, an inherent quality in him. He just wants more and more and more. No contentment. Wife, be content. Husband, be content. Allah will give you so much barakah. وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ الْخَوْفُ مِنَ الْجَلِيلِ وَالْعَمَلُ بِالتَّنْزِيلِ وَالْقَنَاعَةُ بِالْقَلِيلِ وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِيَوْمِ الرَّحِيلِ. Prepare in this world the day of our departure. Bring taqwa in our lives. That is the golden recipe, the golden prescription for a long, long, long honeymoon. You look at your wife, you will see what joy she brings to you. She looks at the husband and she will just come. I heard you saying something about the arms and the heart and so forth. Well said, Maulana. Next time you give lecture, say Shadi Biho or Saadi Biho. Shadi, get married, but make it a Saadi affair, a very, very low-key affair. Cheap, cheap nikah. We don't have to show off. So today we're spending millions. Why? My only daughter, my only son, my only our Mammon people got made crazy. You don't understand? That is the truth. People like, don't like, it's not our business. We have to speak the truth. So remember, 5 million, 2 million, 3 million. Honeymoon going Maldives, going Malaysia, going Mauritius. The honeymoon costs over 100,000, 200,000. When they come back, 3, 4 weeks, then all the damal trouble starts. So why? No contentment, you see. So bring all these qualities, that are the golden recipe. So your wife will be with you in this world. And your wife will be with you in Jannat al-Firdaus, and she will be the queen of all the hoors in Jannat al-Firdaus. Allah waj'alna minhum. Ji, Maulana, let's try it up.
Mufti Sahab, I am a young Muslima. My parents are forcing me to marry somebody who I do not approve of. What should I do?
MashaAllah, I love your question, sister. I don't know you. I don't know your parents. I just told you just now, what is our deen? Our deen of Islam is Quran Sharif and Sunnah Mubarakah. O ulama, O students, O esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah Jama'ah, go look at this hadith in Sunan Nasai. A lady comes, Sahabiya, to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, my father is forcing me and compelling me to marry this person who anakariha, and I dislike him. I don't want to marry him, Ya Rasulullah, but they're getting me married. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, no, you don't marry him, and if they married you already, we'll make the fasakh and everything. You see that? Because you're not compatible and they can't compel you and so forth. See the Sahabiya, what wisdom, how intelligent. She comes back to the women of Medina. O women of Medina Munawwara, I want to show you your rights. that your parents also don't have the right to compel you and pressurize you to marry. But I will want to take the duas of my father and mother, so I'll marry the person. But I came to show you women this as your Islamic right. I don't know you, my daughter, my sister, I don't know your parents. But if you are not happy, then be straightforward with your parents and tell them, I'm not happy and I'm not going to marry this person, yeah? And you got your maulanas and imams, you speak to them, they must convince your parents. Why your parents want you must get married to this person? Three reasons. Either he's very wealthy, he's in the who's who, in the zoo, the millionaires and billionaires. That is one of the main reasons. Second reason, he belongs to your jat. You see, both of them are surtis and apras. Both of them are memon. Both of them are Urdu. So that is another reason. No, no, you must get married here and these type of things. And third one is what? Because these people belong to the elite society, the higher class society. So therefore, when that is your intention, man samma asamma Allah bihi hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Mustada Ahmad, Allah will disgrace you. Parents, don't do that. That is zulm and oppression. Tell your daughter, we withdraw and you must get married who you love and you like. Love don't mean in this kafir way of love, who you want to, and we will give you your blessings. Provided he's a proper Muslim, not some Shia, Qadiani, Aga Khani, and so forth. So in that way there, don't compel, it's not permissible there.
Okay, Saab, I'm married and my wife refuses to fulfill my conjugal right without a valid reason. Is there any hadith or punishment for this?
Why you'll always ask the question halfway? That's a googly you are throwing to me, so the answer must go in your favor. So you married 10, 15 years. So why you don't give the whole story? Say this, that I, ABC husband, I'm married to XYZ lady and I treated her badly. Maybe I gave her hiding also, gave a few slaps and so forth. Maybe I was busy with other ladies. Maybe I was doing this and that. And now when I want to come to my wife, she don't want to fulfill the conjugal rights. On A, I say normally some people don't like it, but it's the truth. So people have 8-course meal, 9-course meal, and the last course is intercourse. You see that? So she don't want to fulfill it. So you, husband, don't come here and pontificate yourself. I am the good guy and my wife is a bad woman and she don't want to fulfill my conjugal rights. Why you don't give the reason? Because you ill-treated her, you mentally tortured her, and maybe you had your affairs and all that. Give the whole story. Don't come with your half-truth and half-lies and so forth. So remember, if you had affairs and so forth, then your wife is 100% justified. She say, I will not sleep with you and fulfill your conjugal relationship because you will give me just now AIDS, you'll give me sexually transmitted diseases, firing your rifle everywhere and so forth, just like Trump and these haramis here, Epstein and Clinton and all of them. So then your wife is justified. But now you want to give it, it must be in your favor. So that's wrong. If you say there's no valid excuse, how can I believe you? Because you know you don't speak the truth. So let's say we give you the benefit of the doubt, then obviously the wife is wrong. Then la'anat hal malaika hatta tusbiha. Then the angels curse her till the morning. But you also must see yourself how good a husband you are. Are you prepared to ask her forgiveness? Are you prepared to buy her gifts? Are you prepared to give her money, 1,000 rand, 5,000, 10,000 rand? Oh, honey, take this money for all the problems I caused you. That you're not prepared to do, but you'll come ask one googly question here. That's not fair, brother.
Okay, sir, is it wajib for a husband to give pocket money to his wife?
Certain things in Islam are farz and wajib. Quran says so, Hadith Mubarak, Sunnah Mubarak, teaching, preaching of the Master alayhi salatu salam. Certain things are what we'll call akhlaqi farz. Akhlaqi farz means a moral obligation. I went to Karachi 74, beginning, came back in 80. Was it really compulsory upon my father to spend it hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and thousands of rand? It was not compulsory. But he said, and he told the Mehman Jamaat, Manjo putar au kharcha dia. Is my son, I pay, I won't take none of your charity. I'm so happy and proud about him. Allah garnab jannat al-firdaus. So that is what you call the moral obligation. So you, O Habib, Now I give you a story quickly. You want a reference? Go open Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi Rahimahullah. Masterpiece. Every alim, every student should have this book. Every person who knows Arabic should purchase and procure a copy. Akhbar-e Umar by Allama Tantawi Rahimahullah. So they have stories, anecdotes, and you know the events there. So, Qissatu Umar wal A'rabi. The story of Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, and the Bedouin. So one day this Bedouin, simple person, he came there to Sayyidina Umar's house. And he heard something, same time he took a U-turn and he walked away. But Amirul Mu'mineen, the genius, with the corner of his eye, he saw this person and then he saw him taking a U-turn going away. So the Khadim, the worker, somebody said, who called that person there? He came for something and went away. So they summoned him there to Sayyidina Umar. Sayyidina Umar said, you came here, why you went away? He said, please, Amirul Mu'mineen, forgive me, let us not discuss it. Let us just leave it like this, you know. He said, I insist, you must tell me. He said, okay, you're Amirul Mu'mineen. So now, you're telling me, I must tell you the story, so I'm going to tell you. You see, me and my wife, we had an argument. I told her a few words and she told me many paragraphs. You know the woman, when they start speaking, they'll take out your history and geography. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, used to wear a ring. On that ring was engraved. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib, rahimahullah, wrote this in his Al-Balagh and all of that. Various places I read it. Jirmuhu saghir wa jurmuhu kabir. The size of the tongue is small. The crime it commits is big. So she gave me such a tongue lashing, I felt so hurt. Then I came to your house, I heard your wife shouting you. I said, what does Amirul Mu'mineen is going to help me? So he also remembers in the same boat like me. Sayyidina Umar smiled, Hukana Abqari, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, he was a genius, you know. He said, brother, who looks after you, your wife? He said, yes. Who looks after your children? Said my wife. Who cooks for you? He said, wife. Who cleans your home? Wife. Who looks after your valuables? Wife. Say, subhanallah, one lady, she got 4, 5, 6 portfolios. So sometime when they blow their gasket and so forth, leave them. So you must remember, she has to get it off her bosom and chest and so forth. You must look at the bigger picture. وَلَا تَنْسَهُ الْفَضْلَ بَيْنَكُمْ. Do not forget the grace and mercy which Allah gave you. So now Umar is teaching this man, you see that? Sometimes overlook also and so forth, because we take them, make them do so much work. So you, Habi, now the answer. That every week, every month, tell her, oh my poppy, oh my darling, oh my sweetheart, oh my honey, oh my honey, take the money, and night time we'll give you some money. You understood? Money, the money, fulus. And money, the semen, and so forth. So that is how husband-wife relationship work. Go read about Sayyidina Umar's profile, and you will see he was a lion outside. The people just looked at Umar. Satan, Shaitan made a U-turn and ran away. Hadith it is. You see, go open Mishkat and Mustad Ahmad. But idha dakhal al-bayt kana kasabi. When he entered the house, he was like a young boy, you see that? Joking and light-hearted with his wife and children and so forth. You don't have to be a ten-pot dictator. You must become a husband. You must become a wife. Marriage is not based on dictatorship. His marriage is based on partnership. Remember that. So yes, we will advocate every husband. You don't have to wait for Christmas and New Year and all these Diwali and Haram functions for us Muslim. That today give your wife something without her asking. Buy her something without asking, but make sure you buy the right size. You buy wrong size, she'll take their shoes and throw it in your face. You know woman also. So mashallah, yes, we will advocate that.
What dua can I need to have a good spouse in my life?
MashaAllah. We get 100, you understand? How many people send me? If I start opening a marriage bureau here, Maulana, we won't have time for anything else. So I don't know if you met Mona Ansari. I'm sure you met or met him of Jamiat Natali. He was a very great alim. So one day with Mona Qasim Sema, rahimahullah, we went for the meeting. They all were there. Mona Qasim Sema, Mona Ansari, Mona Umarji, Mona Yunus Patel. All of them are rahimahullah. So Mona Ansari made the statement. I love that statement. He said, Hamare kaum aise hai, our people are sir jab tareef par aate hain that when they praise you to badal par chara denge, they'll put you right on top by the clouds. And jab tanqeed par aate hain, and when they criticize you to suli par chara denge, they will crucify you. How true a statement. He was a very great alim, mashallah. Allah grant him all jannatul firdaus. So all of you, you're looking for a spouse, you married, you're an old timer, new timer, every day read 2 rakat salat and read the dua. Read in sajda also. Surah 25 verse 74, the beginning of the 19th supara, 19 Jews, where the first quarter ends. We end off with this dua. Rabbana hablana min azwajina wa dhurriyatina qurrata a'yun. Oh Allah, grant us such spouses. Ya Allah, grant us such progeny and children that are the coolness of the eyes. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu was asked what it means. He say, when you look at your wife, she's fi ta'atillah, in the obedience of Allah. She looks at the husband, he's in the ta'atillah. When the parents look at the children, vice versa. Everybody is engaged in some action which is pleasing to Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma ij'alna minhum, barakallahu wa salim kareem. We'll talk Monday. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.